This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn, Sharit and Shaoning. Now, we have been running a poll this morning on the BFM Twitter account, and we've had about 20 responses so far. We were asking, is it time for a cabinet reshuffle? 70% of responses said yes, it is. 24% said no. 5% said they don't care. But the reason why we're asking this morning is because on Wednesday, the cabinet, there's been some discussion over cabinet reshuffles, but also on Wednesday, the cabinet has agreed in principle to allow a motorcycle ride-hailing services. Now, the Transport Ministry has been given a month to submit a report on the direction and mechanism for motorcycle ride-hailing services to the Cabinet.
So Transport Minister Anthony Loke said that the Minister needs to look at the overall aspect to make the service successful. And this includes the model implemented in other countries. So, of course, after all this discussion, there's people are raising issues, for example, safety, right? So there's that concern. And Prime Minister Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, he said yesterday that consumers can choose whether or not they want to use those services offered, or if you don't feel safe, don't use it. And he's just saying that we all do have a choice in this regard.
Well, we do. But I'm just curious, for those who don't, the problem is the motorcycles are on the road and you're sharing the road with them, you know, so you can't exactly like completely avoid them even if you wanted to. So yeah, you might be safe in your little car, but not for long if they're driving down like speed demons on the road. So, you know, I don't know.
Yep. So there are a lot of questions still outstanding with regards to Gojek. But this morning, to get an industry perspective on this, we have on the line with us Sean Goh, Malaysia Country Head for Grab. Thank you for joining us, Sean. So what is your reaction to the Cabinet's approval in principle of bike hailing?
So in so far as the Cabinet has given their in principle support for the broader on-demand economy overall, including both car and motorcycle jobs, such as motorcycle deliveries of food and deliveries of parcels. We think it's really great to have received this renewed support for the income opportunities that on-demand economy creates. So today, already more than 10,000 bikers earn an income via food and parcel delivery on Grab. And ride-hailing specifically of passengers on motorbikes would potentially add another avenue to supplement that income. But as far as I think this economy extends to passenger transport on bikes, I think there are a couple of really important things to be looked at before this goes mainstream, which is, I guess, most important of all is safety. On the government's part, I think it's really important to take a measured stance to ensure that stringent guidelines are put in place to ensure safety. The good news is that the government can build upon existing ride-hailing regulations, but I think with bikes, there's a much bigger safety risk than cars.
And Transport Minister Anthony Loke now has said that this will not just be for Gojek, but will be open to all entrants. Can we expect to see Grab entering the scene?
So actually, Grab has been building on bike-based ride-hailing since 2014. Today, Grab operates in three countries already with bike-based ride-hailing. And I think there are a lot of lessons to learn, especially in terms of safety, right? What we realized was that we can't take for granted that the issues when it comes to safety is the same as with cars. I think it's just, while accidents do happen, regardless of transport modality, I think it's just a lot more critical when it comes to bikes. And in Malaysia, I think we see a pretty high rate of fatal accidents on bikes. So I think if Malaysians do choose to embrace and adopt bike hailing in the mainstream, it's very important for both the government and the operators to actually bring these learnings over from other countries. And I think that today Grab already has a sort of head start in terms of safety measures from other countries.
So, Sean, on that note, how will you mitigate the safety risk for passengers?
I think when it comes to safety, regardless of the transport modality, it's really important to put in place multiple layers of checks and requirements. Similar to car ride hailing, such as insurance that covers both parties as well as third parties, ratings for drivers, and tech-based solutions like telematics that actually look at whether a driver has a tendency to speed or take corners too quickly. And I think these multiple layers actually come together to enhance safety. That's very important even for cars, let alone for bikes.
But what about those safety measures for bikes specifically?
I think the challenge is a little bit more significant, right? And infrastructure in Malaysia is not conducive everywhere for bikes. On top of that, I think that because traffic in Malaysia tends to be a little bit faster moving than where we traditionally see bike hailing pick up, places like Vietnam, Thailand and Indonesia, the risk of any minor accident actually could escalate quite quickly. So there are measures that need to be put in place for things like that. So, for example, I think that if Malaysians do choose to adopt this as a mainstream transport option, we need to limit the service radius of bike rides to a very short radius, make sure that it doesn't go into highways. It could be in the suburbs and neighborhoods for first and last mile. But there needs to be very, very stringent requirements so that this doesn't result in bikes in the wrong locations that don't have dedicated lanes, for example.
So, Sean, while we have you with us, related to driver and passenger safety, you recently launched Grab Daily Insurance. What's the rationale here?
So we recently launched a new insurance product specifically for ride hailing. It's the first in the world. And Malaysia is the first country to have done this. Essentially, it's a flexible insurance product that solves two problems for our passengers and drivers. The first is that a lot of drivers actually struggle with the upfront cost of buying annual insurance, which is the only product out there today prior to our launch. And that means that it rules out a lot of part-time drivers being able to operate on the platform. That it's quite prohibitive to be able to buy an annual insurance plan just so that you might drive weekends or every other week. So it unblocks, I guess, access for our drivers to this income opportunity. The second thing that the flexible daily insurance solves is we have created a tech-based mechanism to detect exactly when drivers are online, whether they have a passenger in the vehicle or not. And using this real-time data, we actually activate insurance that covers all parties real-time to be able to fit that scenario so that basically there's no ride where there will be an insurance gap on our platform.
And can we get a quick update on the PSV license situation? How many drivers have passed the test?
Yep, we're still currently working with the government to move our drivers along. At the moment, we have about 20% of our drivers officially completed, who have officially gone through the process. And a lot more drivers are actually attempting to go through that process at the moment. There are a few barriers for them to go through, but we're working with the government on that.
Thank you so much, Sean. And that was Sean Goh, Malaysia country head for Grab. And it's interesting that he mentioned that Grab is actually launching a daily insurance packet in order to really address the concern that some part-time drivers would have. Because when they buy insurance that covers passengers or driving commercially, then that's a lot more cost prohibitive than a personal insurance that they would be able to take.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're looking at a lot of regulation being put in place for all these ride-hailing companies. So I won't be surprised that all this will be extended to the proposed motor or bike hailing services as well. So, I mean, while that takes place, I think we can wait and see, because everything at the end of the day is about calculated risk, whether you want to take up the service or not in that sense. But, perhaps another level of discussion should be looked into is the economics of things. So, an example, the amount of monies that could be put into the pockets of, for example, those low-income riders who are out there in that sense. I mean, again, government does not have money to fork out to give money, for example, the brim that used to be given. So alternatively, how? I mean, this is one way for them to add more money in their pocket.
I mean, the motorcycles are already on the road, right? Which is something Matthew highlighted in the tweet. And something that Sean mentioned, there are 10,000 current Grab drivers doing delivery and food services. So yes, this is like a diversification of their income stream, right? So no longer just parcels or food, but also passengers. But it boils down to regulation. And it's also down to safety. I think that's our main consideration.
Yes, I think safety is the biggest problem here because when we talk about the existing like 10,000 Grab drivers currently doing deliveries or courier services, right? They are delivering. They are not taking another person's safety into their hands. So how can we really tighten security regulations, safety, in order to ensure that passengers who take these bike hailing services will actually be properly protected? I guess that is still the question that the government does need to address here. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.